Abundance is all around us. It's available for us to tap into at any time. With one shift in perspective, we can go from living in a world of lack to thriving in a world of abundance. If you've been struggling to receive and experience greater abundance in your life, this is for you. Today, I'm going to share two foundations that will help you grow your abundance. Then I will offer an action process that you can do to help your abundance grow even more. Most of society still operates in survival mode because that's what we've been conditioned to do. The way this shows up is through competition, hierarchy, paying our dues, working a job that doesn't fulfill us, the beliefs in lack, and the list goes on. Foundation one to expanding the abundance in our lives is to make a conscious choice to live in a world of and rather than a world of or. When we live in a world of or, we operate from the fear-based survival aspect of ourselves. We immediately narrow our perspective and limit ourselves. Operating from the or is us affirming to ourselves that we have to give something up in order to have something else. What if, instead of living in a world of or, we can choose to live in a world of and? So rather than saying, I need to have this or that, what about I can have this and that? When we live in a world of and, we operate from the most expanded version of ourselves. This aspect of ourselves sees the 360-degree view and is open and available to receiving abundance from all directions. So imagine being able to be financially rich and be a kind and loving person at the same time. Imagine being able to process through a little sadness while also being optimistic that things will get better soon. Living in a world of and helps us to embrace and honor ourselves and our lives fully. It also helps to expand our ability to notice and be open to all of the blessings the universe is constantly sending our way. So that was foundation one. Foundation two to growing our abundance is to champion the success of others as if it's happening for us. Every person, place, and experience in our lives is an extension of us, and vice versa. We are each walking, talking, and breathing universes. Everything we see, hear, and experience is part of our universe. When we can remember this, we can recognize that when others achieve success and it's something we desire also, since we are witnessing it, it's providing us with direct feedback, letting us know that it's in our orbit as well. Meaning, if we desire the kind of feedback we are seeing, it's available to us as well. The key to allowing ourselves to be open and available to receiving the things we are witnessing happen for others that we want is to celebrate and be truly happy for them. This helps to move the mind out of lack and into a knowing that there's enough blessings in the universe for everyone. This is us choosing to embrace a world of abundance instead of a world of lack. So with these two foundations, the first one being choosing to live in a world of and instead of a world of or, and the foundation of us choosing to celebrate and honor the success of others as if it's happening for ourselves, is us expanding ourselves to receive blessings in miraculous ways. This feels like a great time to do our action process to help us grow and expand our abundance now. So let's go ahead and close our eyes and take a deep breath in, breathing in through the nose, filling up with oxygen, with that life force energy. Good. And just exhale and feel yourself relaxing into the chair, the couch, the bed, the floor that you're sitting on, just letting yourself allow that object to support you. Good. Let's take another deep breath in. And release. Good. And one more. Good. So I invite you to go ahead and think about the most recent time you felt lack or worry around receiving abundance. Just think about it, reflect on it for a moment. And once you get clear on what that experience was, or when that was, or what was happening, check in to see where you might be carrying any discomfort in your body when you think about that experience. And once you locate the discomfort, just give yourself permission to feel into that. Most of us are taught to push discomfort aside, kind of ignore it. But ultimately, our body is a barometer, just telling us that it needs a little extra care, a little extra love. So give yourself permission to feel that discomfort and listen to your body. So if it's in your stomach, go ahead and just feel into that discomfort. If it's in your heart area, feel into that. We're not trying to change it. We're not trying to fix it. We're not trying to get rid of it. We're just feeling what needs to be felt. We're listening to the body. Good. Go ahead and take a deep breath in. And so go ahead and send any discomfort that you may still be experiencing love and gratitude for speaking to you through your body, letting you know that it simply needs a little more love, a little more affection from you. Thank it and express gratitude and love. And then let's go back and just sit with any lingering discomfort for as long as we need to. So you'll notice, it could be a few seconds, it could be a few minutes, however long that it takes. When we sit with and honor the discomfort in our body, it actually starts to soften, because now it starts to feel acknowledged by us. Once there's a softening that occurs, let's express deep gratitude again. Let's be grateful to your mind, your body, your spirit, your experiences that allowed this healing to take place. So from this peaceful space, I invite you to go ahead and affirm out loud the following. I give myself full permission to embrace living in a world of and. This expands my ability to see, feel, hear, touch, and experience all of the abundance the universe is giving me daily. And so it is. So go ahead and just express deep gratitude. Give yourself a big energy hug. Go ahead and open your eyes. Get back into your body. Back into your five senses. You can wiggle your fingers and toes. And just feel deep gratitude for giving yourself full permission to feel what needed to be felt, to listen to what needed to be heard, to see what needed to be seen. We are so grateful. So my friend, neuroscience tells us that it takes 21 days to end old habits that are not serving us, and 28 days to begin a new one. So if you would like to try this process for the next 21 days, come back, watch this video. It will help you and it will support you. It's such a blessing for me to connect with you in this way. Please feel free to revisit these videos and share them with your friends and those who you think would benefit from them. They are designed to support you and to help you on your journey. I am so grateful for you. I'm wishing you a miraculous day, and I'll talk to you soon.